Apart from the terrible human cost of the Atlantic hurricane season, the economic fallout of the devastation in the US alone has been estimated at around $300 billion. The losses may be even more significant and hard to recover from for small island states in the Caribbean, Dominica, Antigua and Barbuda. To help get these communities back on their feet, and others still reeling from record flooding in Bangladesh, India and Nepal, governments should be more careful about where people put their homes from now on and how well they build them, UNISDR says. In future, failure to prioritise disaster risk policies, including reducing emissions, will result in even more people being forced from their homes, UNISDR's Dennis McLean told journalists in Geneva.
Sea level is rising. We know that temperatures are going up, and this is the fuel for the formation of hurricanes, as we've seen in recent months. And it adds to the intensity of these events, particularly to storm surge. It's a physical fact of life.
In a new report co-authored with the Norwegian Refugee Council, the agency said that 8 out of the 10 countries where people face the biggest risk of losing their homes are in South and Southeast Asia. Of more than 200 nations and territories covered in the study, India is the most vulnerable, with 2.3 million people at risk. China's next, followed by Bangladesh, Vietnam and the Philippines. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.